Enter!
Dr. Johnson, Your Highness.
Ah, Dr. Johnson. Damn cold day.
Indeed it is, sir, but a very fine one. For I celebrated last night the encyclopedic implementation of my premeditated orchestration of demotic Anglo-Saxon.
Nope, didn't catch any of that.
Well, I simply observed, sir, that I'm felicitous, since during the course of the penultimate solar sojourn, I terminated my uninterrupted categorization of the vocabulary of our post-Norman tongue.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds damn saucy, you lucky thing. I know some fairly liberal-minded girls, but I've never penultimated any of them in that solar sojourn. For that matter, I've been given any Norman tongue.
I believe, sir, that the doctor is trying to tell you that he is happy because he has finished his book. It has apparently taken him 10 years.
Yes, well, I'm a slow reader myself.
Here it is, sir, the very cornerstone of English scholarship. This book, sir, contains every word in our beloved language.
Ooh. Every single one, sir?
Every single word, sir.
Oh, well, in that case, sir, I hope you will not object if I also offer the doctor my most enthusiastic contrafibularities. What? Contrafibularities, sir? It is a common word down our way.
Damn!
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm anaspeptic, phrasmotic, even compunctuous to have caused you such pericombobulation.
What?
What are you all about? This is all beginning to sound a bit like Dago talk to me.
I'm sorry, sir. I merely wished to congratulate the doctor on not having left out a single word. Shall I fetch the tea, Your Highness?
Yes, yes. And get that damn fire up here, will you?
Certainly, sir. I shall return interfrastically.